Good morning, good morning. Good morning to all our best family and our friends and neighbors, loved ones, and everybody listening in. We certainly thank you again for joining us in our podcast gathering. This another Sunday that the Lord has blessed us to see, and we are excited about. Amen. God is allowing us another day's journey. Means he has other things for us to do. And we're looking forward to God just continually using our lives and the lives of our church and our church family and all of our friends just to bring peace into this world where we're living in. So thank y'all all for joining us in the podcast, because we had a little technical issue there. I wasn't able to get all of the names like I usually get, where I can welcome y'all by name, but I certainly appreciate each of you that came in this morning to join us. And I'm quite sure we'll be sharing with you throughout the service. Cheryl's going to come now with that prayer where we can move forward in this time together.
Father God, we bow this morning. We stand in awe of your goodness toward us. We're standing in awe of your peace, your joy, and most of all, God, the love that you show toward us every day. We thank you for new mercy on this morning. Thank you that even this week when we went contrary to your will, God, we know we've said or did some things that were not pleasing unto you on this week. But your word allowed us to say, if we confess our sins, that you'd be faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, God, that your love is enough. We thank you that you are forgiving, God. We thank you that your grace much more abounds, Father God, when we go contrary to your will. Thank you for grace. We pray, Father God, that as we were thinking this morning, we were just thinking about just your goodness toward us and your blessings toward us. And your psalmist even said, what shall I render unto God for all of his benefits toward me? And so, God, we lift a praise to you this morning. We worship you. We bless your name. Father God, not just for the things that you've given to us, but we're thankful this morning that we are yours. We're thankful that you are our portion. We thank you that you are our Abba, Father. We thank you that you love us with an everlasting love, with an overwhelming love, with a reckless love. We thank you for that on this morning. Now, God, we pray for those that need a special touch from you on today. Those that may be broken in spirit, those that hearts may be hurting on this morning, we pray that you would manifest your glory, manifest your power to them, God. We pray, Father God, that you remind them that it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you. It's because of you that we live, move, and have our being. Remind us today, Father God, that you are yet on the throne. Now send a word to our hearts. Send a word to every home, to every heart that needs to hear from you on today, God, our friends and our guests that are on today. We pray, God, for a rhema word that would be life-changing, that would change us from the inside out, that would change our circumstances, that would change our story. We thank you that you are God that is in charge of our narrative. And God, you have the power to make all midnights turn into day. And we praise you for that. Bless our time today in a great way. We pray, Father God, you would visit us in a special way. Do something special in this broadcast on today. It's in Jesus' name. God, we thank you and we praise you. God, for those that need special, that need a deliverance on today, those that have come through COVID, we thank you, that are part of the Bethsaida family. Yes. Thank you for that victory. We thank you, God, you showed yourself strong to us, to them, and in a mighty way to our church, God, and we're still standing because of your grace and because of your mercy. It's in Jesus' name. God, we do thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for those that prayer. We appreciate it so very much. We do want to, before we just take a moment before we get started, and congratulate Jocelyn Johnson, who we also know as Poppy, for graduating last night from the university. Or Oklahoma State University, and we hope that God would use her in her intelligence and kindness to change the world as she touches it. All right, let's get into the Word of God. Today our scripture is found in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We're going to read verses 1 through verses 1 through 11, Romans chapter 5. When you find it, it reads, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, we will also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." We've been blessed by the hearing of God's holy word. Amen. We appreciate you, and we will, you'll really be blessed as we apply the word to our lives. This is the season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who we know to be the resurrected and alive Christ, the very Son of God. We are celebrating, this is the season we celebrate his birth, his incarnation, when God became man. I was in the spirit of this season, we can hear through the corridors of spiritual time the writer Isaiah in Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And then we know on that day when Christ was born, we can see, we have heard that the angels appeared. And we read that for you in the book of Luke in chapter 2, verse 13. It says, "And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, God, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Listen, listen. In both of those passages, in Isaiah's passage and in the passage that we read from Luke, there's a word that we're interested in this morning in our message, and that is the word peace. It said in one I just read in Isaiah first, that he will be called the Prince of Peace. And then it says in verse 7 of that same Isaiah, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." And then in the angels told the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards man." That word peace is what we're really concerned with this morning in our message. And I want to tell you, amen, that is something we all need. If we all need that peace. And just in the spirit of this time and this season, I want to talk this morning from the subject, downloading the peace app. Downloading the peace app. Well, let me say it like this. Downloading the peace app is the theme or the subject of our series. Amen. Because it's not always a one. It's not this kind of a series. I'm about three messages going to be under that same idea, downloading the peace app. Now, specifically for this morning, I want the sermon title to be "Go to Gospel Way." That's the sermon. You'll understand that better in just a moment. "Go to Gospel Way" is the entitle of this morning's sermon under this series, Downloading the Peace App. Let me just basically say, when most of us, especially the younger people in the audience, know about downloading apps. When you download an app to your mobile phone, it's a way of making whatever that app was about part of your phone. Amen. If it's about, say for instance, our church app that's about our church, when we download that, when all of us downloaded that to our phone, that brought a part of our church and information about our church in the sermon from our church, and get that brought it all into that phone as we downloaded that app. And when you download something, when I say that this morning and throughout this series, I want you to think about when you bring something into your life, when you bring something into your life and make it a part of your life. So throughout these next three messages, I'm going to try to, with God's help and the Holy Spirit's help, to share from His Word, and at the same time I'm sharing with you, it's also being a blessing to me. I want to share with you how we can bring God's peace into our lives. Because if it's anything we need in the season that we're in, we need the peace of God. Amen. And I know that's available for us because we are servants of the Prince of Peace. So the question, that's the question we want to try to answer in these next three sermons. How can we bring God's peace? The peace that was promised to us by Isaiah and that we see in the book of Luke that the angels talked about. How can we bring it into our lives as believers? And today we want to look at Romans chapter 5 to see how we can bring that particular application. Because an app is an application. A lot of times we hear stuff and we hear what the Bible is saying and we're taught what the Bible has said, but there's no application. And there had to be application or making that thing a part of your walk in your life and how you live your life for it to impact your life. So that's what we kind of want to talk about this morning. And what we're going to do, we're going to try to do this in a way, a step-by-step way. We're going to look at about four steps, I think. Four steps of how you can download the Peace app into your life. And the first step comes from the title of our sermon. The first step is go to Gospel Way. Now, if we had an Android phone, most all the phones, that's not Apple. If we had an Android, there's a couple more that may not fit in the camera, but most non-Apple phones are Android phones. Now, if you have an Android phone and there was an app that you needed, where you would go would be Google Play. You go to Google Play, or what we call the Google Play Store, and you would find that app. But the app that I'm talking about now, the Peace app, you won't be able to find in Google Play. In order to get this app, you got to go to the Gospel Way. That's what I want. That's one. You got to go to the Gospel Way if you want to download this app. Let me show you what I mean by the Gospel Way. You know that word gospel. We are talking about it all the time in the church community, and those that are Bible students. You kind of have an awareness of what the word gospel means. Gospel means good news. It's good news, and the greatest part of that good news is that Christ died for our sins and was buried and rose on the third day. It's the heart of the gospel. It's good news. And the reason why I know for me that the gospel is good news, because the gospel says to me, there's nothing that I could do. No religious rite that I could perform. There's no way for me to climb an ethical or moral ladder to the point that I can please God or be right with God. There's nothing that I in myself because can do to please God or to enjoy God's peace. But the key that when you think about gospel, the reason why the gospel is good news, it says because we don't have to work our way up or church our way up or religion our way up to have the right relationship with God, but that God loved us so much rather than us having us to climb up some regulation or rules or a moral or ethical ladder to reach him. He loved us so much, he came down to us. He was willing to do what was necessary for us to have the right relationship with him. Listen, look at the text. Look at the text. Now, I'm gonna start at verse 6 and work my way back up. Okay, verse 6, this is what happened. We don't have to work for God to love us. We don't have to strain and grind to make God love us or to do acts to make God love us or even be good to make God love us. I always say we are not good to make God love us, but because God loves us, he makes us good. And that's the good news. All right, verse 6 says, for when we were still without strength, you know, when you're without strength, I mean, you're so weak, you can't do it. You don't have the strength enough to do it. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. We were ungodly. We weren't about God. We were kind of at odds with God and enemies of God. And we did not have the strength to get right with God. There's nothing that was human that we could do that was human or possible to make us right with God. You couldn't come to church enough. You couldn't serve in the church enough. You couldn't keep the law well enough. There was nothing that an individual could do enough to make themselves right with God. But God, even though we had rebelled against him, loved us enough to come down and to seek us. His love relentlessly searched us out, and he was willing to give himself for us. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Now, it goes on verse 7, says, for scarcely a righteous man will one die. In other words, if somebody good, you know, some guys or ladies are so great, maybe because they hold a great position, you may die for them because of their from a human standpoint, you think they're a great person. But then it says, but God, now this is in contrast. Anytime you see that, but it's the contrary. Some people, you know, maybe somebody so great and such a great person, you may die for them, but very few people are going to die for them. But then it says, but God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, we were still criminals, we were still rebellious, we were still disobedient. We were still hard-headed and hard-hearted. We were sinners. But God loved us enough while we were still sinners. He demonstrated that love while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. That's good news. That's good news. He died to make us good. You couldn't be good enough to please him, but he died while we were yet, now, not when we cleaned up, not when we joined church, not when we did this or that to try to please him, but while we were still sinners, even though we may have thought we were good enough, we thought maybe because we had, you know, had a little religion, we did a few good things in the community and we were halfway decent people in our own eyes, but God said, all, if you look back at the first, before we get to this chapter 5 in the book of Romans, in the chapter 3, it said all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's in the chapter 3 verse 10, there's none good, no, not one. And when we was in that condition and enemies of God, Christ came down and died in our place as our substitute, paying the penalty for our sins. Much more then, verse 9, having now been justified by his blood, because he paid, justified, means now we can be right with God. We can be right, God. We can be just. We can have justice. Justice has been executed because God cannot allow sin to go unpunished. It would be unjust for sin to go unpunished and still for us to have the right relationship with God. So what he did, he punished sin in Christ while Christ was on the cross. So now we are justified in because he died for our sins. He paid our punishment that we can have the right relationship with God. He did that for us. And we shall be saved from wrath through him. So one of these days when God pours out his wrath on all the lost because he has to punish sin, we'll be saved from that. We'll be rescued. We've already been rescued from that because he shed his precious blood on Calvary. And then 10 said, for when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through his death, through the death of his son. Christ's death, much more having been reconciled. Now we're back together with God. Now we're friends of God. We were foes, now we're friends. We went from a foe status to a friend status. We shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we have now received the reconciliation. We are back with God because of what Christ done. That's the good news. That's the good news, y'all. We were foes of God, but now we're friends of God. We were enemies of God, but now God is for us. And he did that because he loved us even when we were lost. What a great God we serve. So he justified us. That's how he justified us. He justified us by dying for us. But now he won't force you to follow him. He won't force you to make him his savior, your savior or your Lord. You have to choose to do that. It's available, but now I'm talking about downloading peace. But before you can download peace, you got to download the Prince of Peace and ask him by faith to come into your life. Because there's no peace without the Prince of Peace. There's no true lasting peace unless you first download, ask, invite him to be your savior and your Lord and give your life to him. Download the Prince of Peace, and then you have the ability to download peace. So the first thing, you got to go to the gospel way. It's a gospel way, and that's how the gospel way works. The gospel way says it's not about you, it's about him. Not what you did, it's about what he did. It's the cross, so we have no reason to boast. It's all about Jesus, and all our worship should go to Jesus. Now, when we look at that, verse, go back. Now we're going to go back to verse 5, 1, and kind of get on a little bit. Therefore, having been justified by faith, let me go through this. Now, I said first, you want to go to the gospel way. That's the first step. Step 2. When you're downloading any app, you need to check the app out. Check to see if the app is reliable. Find out what other people are saying about it. Because it's dangerous to download things that you don't know about. You can download an app that you don't know about, that doesn't have a good reputation, that you haven't asked about, and it could destroy your whole hard drive. Be careful what you download into your life. Be careful what you make part of your life. Be careful of the friends you download into your life. Check them out. See what other people are saying about them. Now, because be careful about some of the things you download in your life. Especially, not only do you want to see what people are saying about them, but see what God says about them. Be careful about having foolish friends. Be careful, those of you singles that are looking for relationships. Be sure to be careful who you download into your life, because you may think they're a buddy, but they turn out to be a bully. Be careful who you download into your life. Be careful what you download into your life. Be careful. Don't download drugs in your life. Don't download drunkenness in your life. Be careful what you download into your life, because what you download into your life can mess up your whole life. So check out what people say about what you're going to download. Now listen. So if we're going to download, Pastor, we're going to download this peace app that you're talking about. What are people saying about this peace app that you are asking us to download? Well, this is what Isaiah says. Isaiah says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. He said, you can have perfect peace. You will keep, if you keep your mind stayed on God, he'll give you perfect peace if you trust him. The key to having perfect peace is to keep your focus on God and trust in the God that you're focusing for. So Isaiah said, yeah, go ahead and download the peace app, because when you keep your mind stayed on, he'll give you perfect peace because you trusted him. Then Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And look what he said. This is Philippians chapter 4. I just read verse 6. This is verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. He said, Paul said, yeah, go ahead and down, because this peace thing, this peace thing is so wonderful, I don't even understand it. It guards your heart. It guards your emotion. It won't let you get too stressed. It'll guard your emotion when you have this peace download, and it'll guard your mind. Sometimes we go through things that we should have lost our mind. But when you got this peace, when you downloaded this peace will guard your emotions and your mind. And when you should have lost your mind, or when that thing should have took you out, the reason why you're able to keep going, because those of us as believers, when it was supposed to take us out, we had already downloaded God's peace. We had already downloaded the peace app. That's why we're still hanging on. So listen to what people, but the really the person you ought to listen to is Jesus. Listen what Jesus says about this peace. Jesus said in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus, I'm going to give you peace, but the peace I give you is not like the world's peace. Because the world peace, you can enjoy today. But then as soon as the stock market fall, you lose your peace. As soon as the pink slip come, you lose your peace. As soon as the traffic jam, as soon as you get caught in a traffic jam, you lose your peace. As soon as you have health issues that take away your financial standing, you lose your peace. The world, amen, the world system and a world way of thinking can make you lose your peace. Because the world says, I'll have, when we think, when we allow the world to form the way we think and the way we, our perspective on life, the world says, if I can be comfortable, if I can be in control, and if I can get enough praise from people, I got peace. But when something messes with my comfort, when I lose control, or when the people that used to praise me, now they curse me, then my peace is destroyed. Jesus said, that's not the way my peace is. Now, not the peace I give you. That's the peace that the world give you. And then Jesus goes on to say, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Peace is in him. He said, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you should have trouble. That's why he said, my peace ain't like the world peace. In the world, you can have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He'll give you a peace that's trouble proof. Not trouble free, but trouble proof. In a word, you'll have trouble, but the trouble can't take your peace. So before you download the app, you ought to check what other people say about it. Isaiah, I told you what Isaiah said about it. I told you what Paul said about it. I told you what Jesus said about it. And there's others that talk about God's peace. But all I can hear is God's peace is a good thing to have in your life. God's peace is the peace that you need if you want to be able to stand the storms of life. Come, number one, my brothers and sisters, we think peace is the absence of some things. We say peace is the absence of strife. Peace is the absence of struggle. Peace is the absence of storm. But peace is not the absence of those things. Peace is the ability to have a sense of wholeness, of well-being, of being blessed, even in the middle of those things. Because you know that God is in control and he's no longer your enemy, but he's your friend, he's your Lord, he's your Savior, and he'll use all of his resources on your behalf to bring you through that storm, that struggle, that sickness, whatever it is. And if he don't bring you through on this side, you'll certainly have peace to the utmost on the other side. But he won't let you go. Amen. Until it's your time, until you finish his plan for your life and all that he has for your life. So that's the peace. That's the peace we want to talk about. Now, look at that. So said, therefore, having, if I said first, you go the gospel way. Go to gospel way. Secondly, you check out, see if the app is reliable. Now, after you see it's reliable, you got to tap install if it's free. Or if it's an app that costs something, you got to tap the price to say you're going to pay it. But I'm glad at Gospel Way, all the apps are free because Jesus paid it all and all to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. It's already been paid for out on Calvary. It's free. So all you got to do is listen to what people say and what scripture says and what the Holy Spirit is saying, and put the way you do to install that. We install the app by faith. Did y'all hear that? We install the app by faith. We put faith in what Christ has said. We put faith in God's promises. The reason why we got peace is because, not because of what we see in our present circumstances, but in the promises of God. You can have peace when your present circumstances is stormy, because you're not worried about what's happening on the now. You got a promise that God is going to take you to a better day. That will give you peace. The faith in God. Keep your eyes on Jesus so you have that perfect peace. Keep your eyes, hey, he done promised me these things, and his promises are true. He'll do what he said he's going to do. It'll come. Amen. It's going to come. It's going to come to pass. I don't know when it's going to come to pass, but even though I'm in the storm and the struggle, in the midst of this thing, this strife, I know that God has made me some promises, and that God's promises are true. So that gives me peace. It gives me peace. I thought about it. I don't want to talk about this too much, because I may have to touch on this a little bit the next sermon. But I thought about when Jesus was on the boat, he told his disciples that he was going to go to the other side. And they got in the boat, and a storm came up, and the storm started rocking the ship back and forth, and a wave came in the ship, and the storm was going on. But he had already said, we're going to the other side. They looked at the storm that was happening now. Amen. And they were all worried, and they had lost their inner peace because of the storm that they were going through. But Jesus was below deck asleep. And if Jesus is sleeping calm, you ought to be sleeping calm. And then he woke him up, and he went out and told the waves and the water to be peace, be still. And he said, oh, you little faith. Because they didn't believe what he had said. He said, we're going to the other side. And when Jesus said, you're going to the other side, ain't no storm can keep you from reaching what he already done promised you would be. If he said you're going to the other side, you can put your life on that promise. Oh, so trust in his promises. So tap to install. That's why faith is what causes it. Because if you don't have faith in an app, you won't install it, because it can mess up your whole system. But when you have faith in it, you say, go ahead and install it. And that thing comes into your life. Christ comes into his life. Christ's peace comes into your life. You've installed him into your life. Now, I want to tell you something, though, about some of these apps. When you download them, they're going to ask you permission to go into places in your system that you're going to have to give them permission to go. The problem is, we want to install Christ, but we don't want to give him permission. We want to ask him to come in our life and be our Savior, but we don't want to give him the permission to be our Lord and be the Lord of every area of our lives, so we can obey him in every area of our lives. But in order for the install to work, you have to be willing to give him permission to go places in your life, and especially him to go every place in your life. So what you do? First, you go the gospel way, knowing that, hey, it's not about me, it's about what he did. Then you check it out, see what other people said, but we done did that. Everybody told us this piece is something you need to go ahead and download, because it'll be good for your life. And then we, by faith, by faith, we install his peace in our life. But even after you make that installation, there's one more thing you have to do. Look at this verse. Let me go back to the verse. Once and therefore having been justified by faith. See, even though God, even though Christ paid for your sins on the cross, you have to have enough faith to accept that. Accept what he done. You may say, oh, I don't know about that. I really just try to be good enough to go to heaven. I'm not going to trust in what Christ did. I'm going to trust in what I do. You have to have enough faith to trust him. Now, if you have that faith, it says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ because of what he did on the cross, because you had enough faith to download that he did on the cross that gives peace. Through whom we have access. Everybody see that word access? I hope you see the word access in that verse. Access means not, when I get that app installed, it's going to tell me to do one more thing, and that's open the app. Open it up. Because when you open it up, that's when it takes control of that area of your computer. Open the app. Open the app. Open. A lot of times, we want to install things, but we don't want to open it. We come to church and we listen to things that we need in our lives. Oh, yeah, I need that. I need that. Oh, yeah, right, Pastor. Amen. Or in Bible study class, Sunday school, we'll install. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And we'll even memorize the verse, and we'll know where the verses are found, and we'll know the truth. But the Bible says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. So don't just install the app, open the app. Because when you open the app can make a difference. You can install the app and it won't have no impact until you open the app. In order to have impact, the app has to be open. And once you open the app, you can use it and enjoy the benefits of the app. Well, let me go forward. All right. We back. We're working on getting some poor reception, but I kind of corrected something. I don't know what I corrected, but you should be able to hear it a little bit better. It was telling me on the screen I would get some poor reception, but hopefully you can hear it a little bit better. All right. All right, let's see what we got. All right. Now, once you open the app says has impact on your life. Now, let's look at these next words. Verse 3, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. We stay strong and confident in the promises and the power of God, even in tribulation, because we know that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. In other words, even the reason why we don't lose our peace when pain and trouble and sorrow and struggles come, because we know our God and our Lord, who is the Prince of Peace, uses these things in our training. You know, if you go to the gym and you've never been to the gym before and you're trying to become stronger in some area, whether it's in your arms or legs or abs, whatever you're trying to get fit and stronger in, often you need somebody to know a little bit more about muscles than you know about them. So what usually happens is you go in with somebody that's more acquainted with it, and they tell you what machine to work on, what weights to lift, how to lift them, how many reps. They start out, as you start out, you can only do maybe, they see how much you can do and maybe push you just a little bit more in what you're doing. And then as you, a couple of weeks, that you used to do becomes easy. So they raise up, give you a little bit more weight, a few more reps, something a little bit more strenuous. And then that trainer will continue to do that. Maybe if you're on, If you're walking on the treadmill or walking or jogging, they'll give you a few more minutes, or they'll make the incline higher because they're trying to build you up and make you stronger and stronger. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and God, our Father, does that same thing. He uses our struggles and our stresses and our trials and our tribulation, and he takes us to his supernatural gym, and he works on us, and he builds up our patience and our ability to handle. So you can handle, and when you first became a believer, you can handle, if you're growing as a believer, when you first became a believer, you couldn't handle as much as you can handle now, because God has been your trainer and using the situations and circumstances and the things in your life, you become stronger and stronger. Now, the stuff you can go through now, if you'd have went through it all when you first came to Christ, you wouldn't have made it. But because he gave you a little bit more every time, made you a little bit stronger, let me put a little bit more weight on him. I need to get a little stronger because I know what's coming down the road. And I need to develop patience. I need to develop self-control. I need to develop kindness. It's something, because later on down the road, amen, he's going to need this aspect of his life, or she's going to need this aspect of her life to be stronger than it is now. So I need to develop it. I need to work on it. And the only way I can work on it is through trials, through struggle, through a thing that are difficult. But that difficulty is going to make him or her better. That's why we rejoice even and glory even when we're going through tribulation, because it's building character. And finally, that character, we want to have the kind of character that's hopeful. In other words, your character, and when you are a mature Christian, your character develops hope. Hope means you are certain. Ain't no doubt in your mind. You are certain that whatever you're going through, God is going to carry you through. Therefore, you don't just go through it, you grow through it. Because you know God's going to work it out. God's going to work it out. God's going to work everything together for my good. Yes, I'm in this thing now, and it's difficult now, and it's trying now, and it's hard now, but God's going to work it out. He had before. I know him because I've been in some situations prior to this that he's brought me through. And if he brought me through that time, and if he brought me through the other time, and if he brought me through the time after that, if he brought me through when I lost that job, if he brought me through when I lost the job 3 years ago, if he brought me through when I lost it 2 years ago, he'll bring me through now. If he brought me through one rejection, he'll bring me through this one. If he brought me through one illness, he'll bring me through. As long as he got a plan for my life, ain't nothing can take me until I finish my course. Because he got a course for me. He got a course for me. And until my course is finished, can't nothing take me out. Not even the devil in hell. Because I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. And this world can't do me no harm. But the only way you get to that perspective, I call that the perspective of peace. Because the only way you can get to that perspective is God has to gradually take you through trial after trial after trial. Now, it may not be like every day you're taking you to a trial. Maybe one this weekend. 4 or 5 months down the road, maybe 2 or 3 years, but you're going to have some trials. And sometimes it's not the big things. You know, sometimes you make it through the big things. It's like a weight. You put the big weights on there, and you can still, you know, still kind of get it up, still kind of lift it. But then you put about a, you know, a little 5-10 pound little tiny weights on there. You start putting too many of them on there. Those little things can stress you out. Flat tire. Not having enough money for groceries. Little things. Little pains in your body. Drop your hamburger on your dress on the way to work. Little thing. And those, but the little thing to push you over if you're not careful. You got to have that peace. You say, oh, yeah, I know. And you know what God does? God is like somebody. I like the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is like somebody that's in the gym and you're lifting weights, free weights. And sometimes when you're lifting free weights, you got to have a spotter. Because sometimes you're gonna lift it to the much as you can. And sometimes you gotta have a spotter because you might lift it up and you can't get it down without hurting yourself. But if you got a spotter there, they'll help you to get it down safe. They'll help you with that weight. You don't have to carry it by yourself. You will have help with that weight to keep you from hurting yourself. And I'm glad the Holy Spirit, they call the paraclete, one who walks alongside to help us. And when the weight of our lives get too heavy, he said, now let me help you with that weight because you're going to hurt yourself. And I'm glad he's there to help us. He'll give you perspective. He'll bring things back to your remembrance. He'll give you peace. And you don't even understand why all of a sudden peace just came over you and a sense of well-being and a sense that everything's going to be all right and you can make it because you got a Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is a great helper and a great spotter. You need the Holy Spirit to be your spotter because sometimes the weight in life is just too much. He's a good God. But the only way you can have this spotter, the only way you have this experience is you got to download the peace of God. Yes, you got to download the peace of God in your life. He can be trusted. That peace can be trusted. Just let it come. Say, Lord, I want your peace in my life. I can't make it without your peace. And that peace will get you through. It's not a peace that says everything is absent. I don't have no strife. I don't have no stress. I don't have no struggles. I'm just out on the beach, laying down with my lemonade and the waves on the beach and the sun setting. And this is what I call peace. No, peace is, you can have peace when things ain't that calm. Because the peace don't come from the outside. It comes from the inside. Because sometimes you can be so bothered and something on the inside can hurt you so deeply that you can be on the beach with your sunset, in the waves, in weather just right. And you still got something on the inside that's bothering you so much you can't enjoy the beach. Download God's peace. It's available to you. Thank God for his peace. Ain't nothing like the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. What a great God. What an awesome God we serve. We're going to try to give you a little song. I don't know how it's going to work. So just hold on. And we'll see it. And as you get the little selection, as you're listening to this selection, what I want you to do, just think about what we talked about and what we've been sharing. And hopefully God will give you and let you experience his peace this day and for a while longer. He's a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. If you don't know God, the day is a good day to come to know him. And he's a mighty good God to come to know. All right. We didn't listen to the song a little minute, and as the song is playing, think about the goodness of God and how you can trust him through the struggle that you're going through. Be blessed. We'll be back in just a moment.
Watching from the telecast, how I was so blessed, and I said, oh, if I could just sing and people would be there and find Jesus, you know, and just impress my life and put a just really enrich my life at a very early age. And now God has taken us to about 40 different countries of the world, and I've seen him do so many miracles. How 3.5 years ago I was sick unto death, and I found Jesus Christ to be a healer, and I tell you, he's everything. And I'm just trying to tell everybody, all the young people especially, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. You'll never regret any moment that you've given your heart to Jesus. And a song that he's given me after a hard time in my life, a particular time I thought I couldn't sing, I thought I couldn't smile, but he gave me this little song, and I trust that it should be a blessing to you. I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. That all my trials come to only make me strong.
Upon his word. When
the doctor walked from my bed and shook his head. Why did I learn to depend upon his word?
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is certainly good, isn't he? And we're hoping that when he takes us through those things, we can learn to depend upon him. Now, thank y'all for again joining in today. Listen. This is just the first message in this series. We really want to be there next week. I'm hoping we are hoping to be on the grounds next week if the Lord says. It looks like the weather going to be something that we can deal with. So we're going to try our best to be on the grounds. So be there so I can bring you, because you don't want to miss part two, the second sermon in this. I'm going to make some things clearer. It's really hard for me to do the podcast online. I'm hopefully y'all enjoying this, understanding a lot, but I'm a lot better if I'm in person in my normal situation. So we're looking forward to being trying to gather next week in front of the church and the worship center and have a great time out there. If the Lord say the same and allows us to continue to roll, and amen, delays is coming, we're going to be there to worship God. We hope you'll come out and join us. Amen. You can come out. Remember, you can come out now and you can drive in. You have to drive in. You don't have to get out your car. Amen. You can have a no-touch service and just come in and enjoy the word of God. This may need a little jacket. Stay in your car and crack your window a little bit and listen at it on your mobile phone and have a good time there with us. So we invite you to come out. If you want to get out of your car, we have a material spaced out and social distance where you can do that too. But join us next Sunday there if you can at church time. Also, we want to remind, we're going to try in a social distancing and CDC observing way to do our yearly handouts at the housing authority. We're choosing 5 or 6 households so they can prepare those bags within that household. And then each household will take each household out to the housing authority areas in that household. The same ones that pack the bags will give them out at the housing authority homes and apartments. So that's what we're going to try to do Saturday, and we'll probably try to do that at 3. We already have, so if you're in a pod with 3 or 4 people and want to go and do that with us in the family, but we're trying to keep it within families so we don't have families mixing or being close to each other, so we can make sure there's no spread. We pray that everybody's doing great and nobody has the COVID in any way. But just in case, we want to keep families apart. And we also want you, we'll have those families that are handling the various things to have their mask on while they're handling it. Be sure to wash your hands or wear gloves, but try to be as safe as you can, because we don't want to spread anything to the ones we are sharing it with. So we want to, and then make sure you take your temperature and you're in pretty good shape before you participate. All right, but we're going to try to do that next Saturday. We can pull everything off. We'll be giving you more details on that. If you want more details on that, just get in touch with me or Cheryl, and we'll give you more details of how we're going to work that. And hopefully we have enough participating to be able to do it. We know we've done it so many years in rows. It's probably become expected of us, and people really enjoy it. And they send us thank you cards and notes of how much it meant to them. So we're going to try to continue that this year. Thank you for being so generous. All right, wait just a minute, got an announcement here. Next Thursday, 12/17, will be the last Bible study of this year. We will resume in January. Thank you for those who have continued to participate via conference call. Have a blessed Christmas. Amen. So that's next Thursday is the last Bible study. I also want to thank, did I say something wrong, sir? Oh, this Thursday. This coming Thursday, let me say it like that. This coming Thursday is the last Thursday for our Bible study. Also, I want to thank all of you who, even though we haven't, you haven't been able to meet physically, you are still supporting the church through the app or through other ways of giving, mailing in money, so that we can continue to do all the things that the church we need to do. We've been able to be generous to a lot of other organizations and keep everything going and going smoothly. So we appreciate it. I heard, I was listening, looking at the news the other day, and I saw where a church, because of the pandemic and people, you know, not being able to be present, was closing down. They were closing their doors. But I'm glad that y'all were so generous and so faithful that y'all enabled us, even though during the pandemic when we couldn't meet a lot of times, and now we're just meeting a couple of times a month, but you've still been faithful in supporting our church. I certainly appreciate that and so very much. And not only that, but not only financially, but your prayers, you're joining us on the podcast, those of you that come on the Sundays that we're there, and everybody that's keeping us going. Amen. Because one thing about a storm, you've seen all kinds of storms, but the storms always pass over. And we want to come out, Lord, say the same to Liz. We want to come out after this storm has passed over. We want to come out as strong as ever as a congregation. And even while it's passing over, we want to be strong. And because you're so generous and so kind and so prayerful and faithful in so many ways, thank you for all those of you that are doing the Bible studies over the phone and other different ways that you're doing it. Keep up, keep moving forward. Thank y'all so much. I think we've covered all the announcements that we were going to cover. We're looking forward to seeing you or you sharing in the podcast again next week. And we pray to God that you'll have a great, enjoy the rest of this Sunday and just be blessed. And if you haven't already, go ahead and download that peace app into your life so that you might enjoy God's peace even today. And if you don't know Christ, first you have to download the Savior by faith. Accept him in your life. Ask him to come in your life and be your Savior and your Lord. Believe that he died for your sins and he rose again on the third day and he can change your life. Just ask him to come into my life. And then on this app or wherever you met us, find a way. If you know one of our church members or find a way to communicate with us through the app or through Podbeam to tell us that you want us to help you. Because sometimes you need people to help you download apps if you never downloaded one before. So if you need to know Christ, we'll help you to come to know Christ, and then we'll help you and give you some insight on how to live the Christian life. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day, and peace out.